Well, former US President Barack Obama once described it as Australia's Pearl Harbor. The bombing of Darwin by the Japanese on the 19th of February 1942 was the largest single attack ever mounted on Australia by a foreign power. Now historians are calling on Australians to pay more attention to the Top End's military history and consider visiting Darwin as an alternative to heading to Gallipoli, say, for Anzac Day. A new campaign is being launched in Darwin today with that aim in mind. It's called the Territory Tribute Program. Craig Sheridan is the person behind it. He joins us from Darwin. Craig, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks very much for having me on.
The Territory Tribute Program you're launching today, what is it?
The Territory Tribute is going to be an annual program of events from the 19th of February to the 25th of April, leading up to Anzac Day, saluting Darwin and the Top End's unique and forgotten military history, as you mentioned in the introduction.
So what do you think is forgotten about it? Do you think we've forgotten about the bombing of Darwin?
Yeah, the true extent of the attacks on Darwin and the Top End during World War II is not widely known by many Australians who to this day are unaware of how instrumental Darwin was in the defence of Australia. It was the largest, on the 19th of February 1942, it was the largest ever single attack on Australian soil by a foreign power, with Darwin being the most bombed Australian city in World War II. And, you know, comparisons are made to Pearl Harbor.
What do you think of those comparisons?
Well, it's very, very similar. And you know, when you look at the tourism and the people, you know, the military history tourism in Hawaii and Pearl Harbor, we think we've got a really good story to tell here in Darwin, home here in Australia. And we encourage all Australians to come to Darwin, see what the territory has to offer and experience our series of events.
So what does it have to offer? It was the 75th anniversary last year of the Darwin bombing, which drew attention to that. I think there was an interactive museum opened as part of that.
Yes.
Tell us more about that experience.
Oh, it's a fantastic experience on the wharf, right in the spot where the bombing occurred. It's a 3D experience. It's really, really good, and everyone should see that. Our event program commences on February 19th. To go along the anniversary of the bombing, and it'll be a veterans and member of the public will gather to remember the events. We'll have last post sunset ceremonies through the Territory Tribute, similar
every
to
day of
Canberra.
Those 9 weeks.
Yes, that's correct. So we're going to have at the Darwin Cenotaph in the lead up to Anzac Day, the ceremonies will acknowledge and recognise local war heroes and legends. Every sunset, the story of a war hero will be told and an ode recited with their family members, and they'll be invited to lay a wreath. Local school leaders, members of the Australian Defence Forces will also mark these solemn salutes. We also, from April 5 to April 7, we have an International Military Writers Festival we've established, and it's going to be curated by our festival ambassador and our best-selling author, Peter Fitzsimons. International Military Writers Festival, it's a world-class three-day event bringing together writers, historians and researchers from all over Australia to entertain, educate and inspire readers with a passion for military history.
Is there anything like that anywhere else in the world? I've never heard of an event like that.
No, we think this is a first. There's a lot of writers festivals around, but certainly in relation to military history, and we know there's a lot of interest out there, and we think this is a first.
I think you're even planning the world's biggest two-up school. Tell me about that.
We are, yes, the world's greatest two-up school on Anzac Day afternoon. So once the fantastic Darwin March concludes, you can head down to near the Star Casino in Darwin, where people can participate in the unique Anzac Day tradition, and visitors and locals will come together and celebrate that.
Craig,
so we're really looking forward to that.
Craig, in 1942, Darwin was a very small town, a pre-war population of, I think, 5,800. Several thousand people had already left because of the fear of what might happen. Are there any people alive today still who were there or directly affected by the bombing?
We have numerous people directly affected. Families of people that were, involved in some way, not just military, but as part of the town and part of the city. And everyone speaks about it when we're here. So we're really researching hard to reach out to those people to get them to tell their story. They'll be part of the, our sunset ceremonies and the storytelling we'll be telling throughout that period.
Sure. 230 people were killed directly in the bombing. 11 ships were sunk. 30 aircraft were destroyed. I mean, that's phenomenal destruction. Evidence of those shipwrecks, are they still there in Darwin Harbour?
There is evidence. There is evidence of shipwrecks still in the harbour. So there's so much history here to come and feel, you know, the Spitfire landing strips on the main highway, you know, going right down to Adelaide River. It's incredible military history to come and explore in Darwin.
And what about the Japanese end of the bombing of Darwin? Is there Japanese involvement in this? What's how did that relationship resolve itself post-war?
Yeah, we'd love to certainly get the Japanese story in relation to Darwin. The Japanese people had a great part to play in the history of the Australia's top end. We're going right back to the 1800s and pearling, and so they were a big part of the community. So we want to really tell that story as well. One event I think I haven't touched on yet, which will be a huge event for us, will be on Anzac Day Eve, and that's the Overture to Peace, and it'll be directed by Australian composer and museum John Foreman. OAM, this is an annual live concert. It'll showcase the talents of Australian top acts, Indigenous performers, and will be backed by the Darwin Symphony Orchestra. So you can certainly see the Territory Tribute program is quite extensive, and it should be a great time to come and celebrate all Darwin has to offer.
And is the Territory Government just finally backing it?
Yes, the Territory Northern Territory Government we've partnered with, and also the Northern Territory Major Events Commission to put these series of events on and just show Darwin off to the world and certainly to the rest of Australia.
Craig Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. It's been a pleasure.
Craig Sheridan, the Managing Director of Inspire Strategic Solutions, promoting this event. It's a new event kicking off on the 19th of February next year. That's the anniversary of the bombing of Darwin back in 1942. A 9-week event stretches right through to Anzac Day.